Salvec News, Thursday, December 11th, 2014. Childhood obesity at critical levels. Experts warn that the NHS will be unreliable, unable to cope. Salvec's 10-year-olds are still the fattest in the country, with more than a quarter classified as obese, a new study has revealed. It is the eighth year that the rate of grossly overweight children in the borough has remained stubbornly above 25%. Around 40% are either obese or overweight. After the survey was published this week, experts warned that without an aggressive preventative stance, the NHS would not be able to cope with the number of serious diseases that would follow. Across the country, the report from the Health and Social Care Information Centre showed that it was the poorest areas of England that also have the highest levels of obesity in children. But doctors insist that poverty is not necessarily the cause. Dr. Jude Oben, consultant physician and gastroenterologist at Guy's and St. Thomas's, said, "The primary issue is not deprivation. Your body doesn't really care if you're from a low or high income household. The important thing is the calorific content of what you eat." The study reflects that we need more awareness among both parents and children about the calorific content of foods. It's very simple. If you put too many calories into your body, it'll start to complain. Obesity and its associated complications of type 2 diabetes, obesity-induced liver disease, cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, arthritis, and cancers, to mention just a few, are just the body's way of voicing its complaint. He added, "If we require an education program directed at those areas locally that have the highest rates of childhood obesity, because otherwise even more hospital beds will be occupied by patients with obesity-related medical problems. We need to adopt an aggressive preventative stance, or we won't be able to cope with the sheer volume of obesity-induced diseases among adults and children." Salvec Council, which took over responsibility for public health last year, hoped its policy of giving primary school children free, healthy school meals would be a key way to reduce childhood obesity. However, this was introduced in 2011 to 20,000 primary pupils and is yet to have a discernible effect. Councillor Victoria Mills, the Council's Cabinet Member for Children's Services, defended the £8 million scheme, saying it was too early to judge its success. She said, "Although it is too early to measure the impact of free healthy school meals on childhood obesity, anecdotal evidence is that children are concentrating more in class, choosing healthier options and trying new foods, including salads and vegetables. We are also rolling out free fruit in schools for pupils aged 7 to 11. We hope that by the end of the year, all primary school children will be getting free fruit every day, as well as a free healthy school meal." According to a separate study by Southwark Council in 2012, it was Walworth and then Rotherhithe that had the highest proportions of obesity in children.